It's post-match after Manchester United have beaten Brighton by 4-2. Lots to be happy about. With me, I've got Stuart Edwards and Anthony Bloom in good spirits. Lads.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty impressive performance, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Overall, but we'll come on to it, but just a bit of a weird last 20, 30 minutes, yeah, which should never have happened, really. I think we should have been cruising and, you know, maybe we should have been down to 10 men. Maybe we should have had a penalty, but we were cruising at 3-0 seemingly, and a couple of substitutions just seemed to fucking make everyone give the ball away and get really sloppy all over the pitch and just invited, you know, all of a sudden we were just outside our box, weren't we?
Believe me, you're going to be a bit more positive than that.
I am, actually. I thought that first half was the best I've played in God knows how long, to
be honest. I'd say that as well, to be fair.
I think it was really good. I thought the referee was poor, because looking at that penalty incident, that was, I'm convinced that was.
Well, it was weird, that, actually, because I watched it on the screen at half-time, and Brighton defender got a very subtle heel to it, like to the ball.
Right.
Seriously?
And and it was really odd. So, but I still think that might make it a penalty, because...
Yeah, from my angle, it looked really close.
Is it one of those where anywhere else it's a free kick? Mm.
Yeah, I think he'd give a free kick anywhere else, but and I don't think the referee saw that heel. I just think
Stu said though, it got a bit sloppy with the subs in the end. But I'm glad that they weathered it and they ended up scoring another one in the end. And we've not seen that for a while.
I missed the last goal.
And I did as well.
We won 3-1, didn't we?
Yeah. No. Well, for us, yeah. I missed Brighton's second, and I missed United's fourth as well. Yeah. And when I was outside selling, and when the
outside what?
I was outside selling the mark. Yeah. And when we scored the fourth, I actually thought it was a Brighton equaliser. So I was, you know, and everybody around me did as well. So it was.
The noise wasn't that.
No, yeah.
I didn't even hear the Brighton one, the second one. Yeah. I didn't even hear that.
Scary, yeah. Yeah. Let's come on to the first half then. So lots to take there. I think if I was to say my own impressions of the game, I think Cunha, Mbeumo, and Sesko were particularly. You know, they looked quite slick, didn't they, and in tune.
You do get the sense it's starting to come together a bit now, the lads, especially Mbeumo and Cunha, they're motoring a bit now along. And it's, I think, signing-wise, they've been, I know it's early still, but you can tell there's a difference about these two. They like being involved here. They're not shying away from any, you know, little incident that happens during the game. They're on it all the time. That's the big difference from previous signs that we've made.
Stuart, I thought I was going to have to temper expectations on this podcast, but can you sort of give us a bit of positivity about the first half and particularly forward trio?
I agree. Certainly Cunha and Brian, as I like to call him, because I can't pronounce his surname. It did seem like it had clicked all of a sudden, early days still, but I think add to that, obviously, Casemiro having a great game, Bruno again being Bruno, and Ahmad. You know, obviously, those front six are crucial to obviously not just, you know, for creating chances, keeping hold of the ball. And as a six, you know, it worked really, really well. And, you know, the amount of chances we created, and obviously a couple of really good goals as well. And Cunha getting his first goal.
And I remember after Sunderland, you know, we all spoke to each other and it was like, oh, it's really nice to have a routine home win. But that was, in my view, that was a performance that was way... I'd say it was... I can't think of the right term, but I think that was one of a team further on than we thought United were.
Yeah, and especially off the back of the Anfield win and out of maybe two or three teams that you would have probably feared coming to Old Trafford today, with what Brighton have done in the last couple of seasons at Old Trafford, it was always a banana skin. So, you know, Brighton might argue they weren't at the races first half, but, you know, you can look at it both ways. We were really good and probably didn't stop, you know. We had obviously a bit of someone in an audition in midfield, and we kept him quiet and he got subbed second half. But, you know, they did fret a little bit, but I don't think Lehmann's had a save to make, did he, first half? So, again, collectively, I thought De Ligt was awesome as well, first half.
Yeah, and the only chance he had first half was that one that was offside.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was quite early, about 10 minutes in. And Welbeck got away down the right-hand side and he squared it, and Minty was offside. And that was probably as good as it got for Brighton in the first half.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really impressive performance that first half, I thought. And, you know, there was that chance where Mbeumo got clotheslined as well. I think it was outside the box, but even still, I mean, nothing when he's running through, you know, that's got to be at least, very least, a free kick and a yellow card, you know, and possibly even a red if he was running in, you know, in on goal. But yeah, pretty disappointing, but it just shows that United were at the races and they were, you know, could have been four goals or clear.
Yeah, that's clearly, maybe with the exception of Delo, that's clearly our probably, well, certainly Ruben's probably starting 11, isn't it?
Yeah. You mentioned there Carlos Baliba, who I was. Are we starting to get a bit worried there? Because, you know, he was looking like United are interested in him. I was not just an interest, but very strong interest. Someone we're going to start to sign, but he's not been on it this season. And
no,
when it's been I
think
well,
my worry is if transfer speculation unsettles him, then what's he going to do when he's at Old Trafford and he's getting a bit of criticism?
It's an odd one because, like most people, and you two included, you've probably only seen him play maybe two or three times this season. So I can't really comment. You know, you could easily say his head's been turned and that's why he's probably not been at the races. You can't judge him just off maybe an hour today at Old Trafford. He did things okay, but he didn't set the place on fire, did he? It did seem to... The first 10 minutes, it seemed like he literally sat on Bruno, like he was man-marking him, like Phil Neville used to do with Vieira. But I think Bruno maybe was just a bit too clever for him and got away from him.
There's a bit of... You can see why there's interest there, obviously. Yeah. But...
How old is he? 21?
He's only he's 21, I think. I saw a few bits where I thought, he holds it up nice. He's got a bit of strength about him bit of energy, but... Like I said, I think his head's been turned, and it's going forward. You do have to wonder whether long term that might be, he might change the target down the line.
It's for cost, isn't it? Yeah. Whether it's January or next June, you know, if it's daft money, if you said to me now 60, 70 million, I don't know. But if there's anything above that at this moment in time, unless he rips up trees in the next 6 months, you'd be thinking anything more than 70 million is the big risk.
And there's a few. Players emerging in the league, you know, in that position as well.
Palace,
I think Walton. I think my concern with him is he does seem to be injured a lot, doesn't he? I think
he's got a bit of a record, yeah.
Yeah, and Elliot Anderson as well, who's, you know, playing really well for England at the moment. And I'd say that he's less composure about him, and you know, but he is energetic, isn't he? And you know, gets about as well. So he is a good footballer as well. I don't want to put that down, but. You know, I'm thinking that out of those three, you'd certainly like us to sign two of them.
Yeah, I think that Walton is like a true sort of like CDM, whereas Baliba, I'm not quite sure, if I'm being honest, what his, you know, his perfect position would be in United side, obviously. And you know, you've got to be looking at long term. You know, whoever it is, it's going to be probably Casemiro's replacement, isn't it? You know, Casemiro, will he stay after this year? Will he have one more year left?
Yeah. Worth saying as well, like, we're not going to extend his plus 1 hour, I don't think. I think that's on 350 grand a week. Yeah, but yeah. I do think that he's proved me wrong as a year. Because I think, like, I was thinking he was really coming to an end.
I've seen a few examples of this. You think when he's done, he pulls out a couple of brilliant performances like that, and then he's back in again, he's in the fold again. And then you'll see him put on another stone after a couple of weeks or whatever, and it's like, oh, you're back to square one again. But today, Liverpool, he was brilliant.
Yeah. Let's be honest, think back to last May when we beat City in the cup when he was walking around the pitch. We thought he'd gone, haven't we?
That was even last May,
was it?
May before, was it
23?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. There you go, 2 years ago. That's right, wasn't it? It was 23. So we thought he'd gone then. How old is he now? 33? Is he Casemiro?
Yeah.
34. Like you said, at 350k,
no way.
You'd think not.
I think at the moment in the league, I think he's certainly up there, you know, with the way he's playing at the moment. And I don't think I'm exaggerating there either, because, you know, if you think what he brings to our team in both boxes as well, you know, I think maybe a little bit slow, maybe, but if you put a quick sort of like player next to him, like a Baliba or somebody like that. You know, you'd certainly be looking at, like, somebody who's absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah, he always wants the ball. We always know he's got a bit of a shit tackle in him. He's going to get a yellow card here and there and a red card maybe here and there. But I agree with what you've just said, actually. He's quality. He wants the ball. He rarely gives it away. And he's good in the air. He's not particularly tall, is he? But again, he contributes, you know, scoring as well. So if this continues and he agrees to a less, that's the stumbling block probably, isn't it? It's whether he would take a cut. You'd like to think whoever we bought, would it be to integrate him in until Casemiro might only play 20 games of the 26-27 season? So if that's the case, then you certainly wouldn't want to be paying Casemiro.
At the minute, he's all right because we've not got any other competition, have we? So no. We're playing one game a week.
Well, we've got 50 million player on the bench. Well, so
in terms of like games and
what you've just said is a very accurate, I'd say, fairly on Ugarte, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he came on today, and I have to hold my hands up and say I didn't see much of it. But again, him and Mainoo have come on, and the team have started to
went to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
It was like the game was done, and they've come on just expecting to walk around for 20 minutes, and it proved very, very nearly proved very costly.
Cha-ching. When you start a new business, there's a lot to go in on. And it can feel pretty overwhelming, and every day you've got a new decision that needs an answer, whether you're starting off with something new. It just seems that your to-do list keeps growing every day with new tasks, and it can easily begin to overrun your life. Finding the right tool that not only helps out, but simplifies everything can be a game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify, with its cha-ching sound. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. You can get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates, and Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product's photography. Get the word out there. Like, you've got a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your e-commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping and processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business into a cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/united. Go to shopify.co.uk/united. shopify.co.uk/united.
Just going back to Casemiro, I must hold my hands up, because 2 weeks ago, I was thinking he'd been to Japan, I think, hadn't he, with Brazil?
Yeah.
On the Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm guessing maybe got back to Manchester on the Friday. Yes, we played at Anfield on the Sunday, but I did think, shit, he's done a lot of travelling there. But again, he was decent at Anfield.
Yeah.
And I know we're only playing one game a week, and that will change, hopefully, come January, when we get into the FA Cup. But it is a good season for him in terms of rest, I suppose, between games.
Don't they just lie down on the plane? Why is it so tired?
I don't know. I've never turned left.
Oh, I've never seen them. Certain plane. Never had a.
Well, they just stay on the same time. The same time. Lie down on the plane.
We'll get Andy to ask him what happens.
Yeah. I've got a feeling that my world travels have a bit more simplistic than theirs. Yeah.
On Jet2.
Yeah.
Other airlines are available.
So, how positive are we going forward? So, United have gone into the top four. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. We've gone fourth.
No.
Moved up five places today. So,
is Sean Dyche's first match on? Is it a Europa League game?
He's already had it, hasn't he?
Was that?
He had the Europa.
Next week's his first league game against us.
Yeah,
typical.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, with Postecoglou, we never beat him anyway.
So is it? I think we've moved up like five places.
We've got a score update.
Brentford won up against Liverpool.
Yeah. Always good news.
Yeah.
So we're fourth, are we? Currently.
Yeah, fourth. Liverpool can go above us if they win, though.
Right. Okay.
So that would be mean we move down a place. But still, I don't think that could have gone better today.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially with Garnacho scoring and losing 2-1. Yeah. So quality.
And after Forest, is it Everton after that, or Spurs? So we've got two away games on the bounce now.
Yeah.
So, yes, you know, would you take... I'd certainly take 4 points out of those two games.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Would you take 2 points? Probably not. But no, the way we've played today, you probably want to go to Forest, wouldn't you? Tottenham's always tricky, obviously.
Yeah, recently, obviously. But we've played against Liverpool, we're putting a performance as well. We've got to start getting a run together now.
Yeah.
We have to...
Yeah. The thing that worries me about Tottenham, it's an half-hour kick-off. But anyway.
Last part of the game, what I wanted to discuss was the goalkeeper. Because I've got the feeling that the defence... I mean, I have to say that the free kick, you know...
You can't be much about that, yeah.
I think he wasn't in the corner, though.
It wasn't top corner,
No, it was fairly central, but I would rather have a keeper that does the basics better rather than pulling off Wilders in his top corner, you know. So, I feel like I can see the defence settling a bit because of him. You know, he caught two corners, didn't he, tonight, and... It's not a coincidence, is it, that all of a sudden the defenders start looking a bit calmer and more at it?
Yeah, I don't think... It's a bit like... I suppose he's not really... We do play out from the back, but he does kick a lot as well because sometimes we fanny around with it at the back, three or four passes, and then he has to kick it. And unless Sesko's up there, obviously, the unfortunate thing is it comes straight back normally. So his kicking's not brilliant, but he's clearing his lines, he's coming out, he's catching, he's punching... you know, bigger test to come, but you know, you can't argue with what
I think it's
what's done so far.
Impresses me the most, you know, like if he's under a ball, like, and not necessarily set underneath it, you know, he's still catching it, innit, and holding on to it. And I think that's you know, especially off corners and crosses, I think that's really big.
He could be tested at Forest, couldn't he? Because I think Sean Dyche, all his teams put a lot of balls into boxes.
There'll be a lot of long throws, you'll see in that game.
Yeah,
as well,
so that could be interesting. Stuff, yeah.
Last then, let's just do a quick man of the match round.
Well,
bear in mind you didn't see the last goal.
Well, I'm not getting Brian to score two goals. No, he did play well. It's tough.
I'm having Brian.
I
think I've not seen obviously the goal for their second goal from the corner as well. So I don't know who's at fault for that.
But I
wouldn't
have been
on Boomer, would it?
I thought Dilett was good as well.
That was my point. Yeah, first half, Dilett was brilliant. Casemiro got a standing ovation. That speaks volumes.
It's a bit of badge kissing today as well by Casemiro.
Was
that? Cunha.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it Casemiro.
Casemiro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going Mbeumo. How about you?
Dilett.
Oh, have you changed your mind? Giving it Mbeumo, mate.
No. The two goals, it's obvious, but I thought Dilett was really good.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm on the mic, so I think we'll have
outrageous
Brian as the official, you know, acclaimed. Much assorted.
Like so, I didn't see the second goal that he scored, so that reels me out. But.
United, we stand man of the match to Brian and Boomer. Yeah,
whatever.
Just before we wrap up, thanks to everybody that bought the mag today. Fixtures have played havoc with our sales. We only had the mag out for this game today, so if you want to buy it, it will be in the shops. But thanks to everyone that supported us, because we needed a big sale today, and thankfully we managed to do okay. So
on
appreciate that.
On a dry day?
Yeah, on a dry day as well, after we all got frostbite versus pneumonia versus Chelsea.
Monsoon conditions.
Yeah. No, cheers everyone, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, bye.
Is that those?